Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We are now in the last Mishnah of this, the eighth Perek, on Daf Pei Bet Amud Aleph. Minayin la'omer harei alai todah, shalavi yela min hachulin. Now this is the piece that informed what we did in the previous podcast, which is the default, which is that you must always bring from chulin, can't bring from ma'ot ma'aser sheni, unless you stipulate in a certain way. So what's the source of that? Talmud Lomar, v'zavachta pesach adonai levachat sonu vakar. So our Mishnah takes the approach that the source for this halacha is in the beginning of the 16th chapter of Devarim, when the Torah commands us, oddly, to bring the pesach from the flock and the herd. When we know, v'halo pesach in ba'el minak vasim and aizim, it can only come from sheep or goats, which is the flock. Kematam Lomar, sonu vakar. Why does it say it that way? In Masechet Pesachim, if you recall, we used this to teach an allusion to the Korban Chagigat Arba'asar. But here, Lahakish Kol Abayim Ratzonu Minav Akar LaPesach, to compare everything that can come from the flock or the herd to the Pesach. HaPesach Dvar Shemachovah Vein Ba El Minach Chulin. Just like Pesach is an obligatory offering and must come from Chulin, we'll see the source for that. Av Kol Dvar Shemachovah Vein Ba El Minach Chulin. Similarly, any other Chovah which must be brought whether flock or herd must come from Chulin. Lefichach Omer Harei Alay Todah, or Harei Alay Shlamim. The minute you say Alay, it becomes an obligation. There we go. Unesachim, the libations must always come from Chulin, and the reason for that is because we're not going to touch on this in the Gemara. So the reason for that is because when you take Ma'aser Sheni money to Yerushalayim, it must be spent on something which is going to be devoured. Shlamim is going to be devoured. Pesach is going to be devoured. Mesachim are all going to go on the Mizbeach, and therefore they cannot be used from Ma'ot Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, the Gemara immediately asks the question that we're all waiting to hear the answer to. O Pesach gufei menalan, how do we know that the Pesach itself must come min hachulin? D'tan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Nemar, Pesach mitzvah, Nemar, Pesach v'dorot. The word Pesach is used to describe that korban brought in Mitzrayim on that fateful night, and the Pesach for generations. He used the same name. Ma Pesach mitzvah b'alam achulin, just like the animals bought in Mitzrayim for the Korban Pesach came from Chulin because there was no Ma'aser Sheni. Ha Pesach mitzvah b'alam achulin, same for the future. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. So his student said to him, Rebbe, chidanin afshar mishi afshar? You can't really apply it because after all in Mitzrayim there was no choice of Ma'aser Sheni, but in the future there is, so you can't apply, you cannot infer from Mitzrayim. Amar lo afishi afshar raya gdolahi v'nomarim mena. Rabbi Eliezer enigmatically answers, even though you're right, it's Efshar, nonetheless, it's a good proof because it is called Pesach, and therefore we can infer from it. So Chazar Rekiva Dano Din Acher Rekiva went in the other direction. Ma'al Pesach Mitzrayim Shekein Ein Ta'un Matan Damim V'Amurin Gabe Mizbeach. Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach, and therefore Damim and Emurim did not exist, and therefore Toma Pesach Dorot Shetaun Matan Damim V'Amurin Gabe Mizbeach. You cannot then apply it to Pesach Dorot, which has all those things. Which is a strange response. Well, we'll see why. Amar lo harehu omer v'atat avodah zot b'chodesh hazeh. In when Moshe commands Bnei Yisrael regarding future celebrations of the Pesach, shikol avodot shechodesh hazeh kazeh, he locks them all into one bag and says, do all of the worship of this month in a similar way. Meaning, when he says, ha'avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh, as if to say, whatever you do in future years on this month, of the worship of Pesach should be similar to the one done this year. That's the end of the Braita. Now let's take that apart. Rakiva, if he really holds that you cannot infer from a case where there were no alternatives to a case where there are, so Lake Milte, let him stand his ground and say to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Why does he then back to the other direction about Emurim? I Hadarbe, if on the other hand he changes his mind and says, okay, Danin Afshar Mishifshar, Paralogan Pesach Mitzvah Mishum Hai Pirchahi, and then his reason is because of this challenge of Matan Damim, Pesach in Bar Yochiach. Then Rabbi Eliezer could have come back and said, well, look at Pesach given the next year when they were in the Midbar. There was Damim, there was Emurim, and still only Chulin. So the answer is that the Dvar of Rabbi Eliezer Kamar. Rabbi Kiva was responding to Rabbi Eliezer on his terms. Lidi di Ein Danin Afshar Mishifshar. Rabbi Kiva says, I hold that you can never use a circumstance where the options were not available to be a model for circumstances where they are available. But the didacht, aren't they nefshar mishif shar, but you hold that you can, mala pesach mitzvah, mishakein eno taun matan damim v'emur ligamim mizbeach. Taun pesach doroch, taun matan damim v'emur ligamim mizbeach. So he has the second question, which is, There's an inherent difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and the rest, not just in the impossibility of Maaser, but in the way that they're offered. So V'amarli Rabbi Eliezer V'avadatas, Rabbi Eliezer then answered with V'avadatas, saying the Torah loops them all together. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Leima Le Pesach Mitzrayim V'Echiach, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer have to rely on Vavadata? He could have said, I could prove to you Pesach Midbar, where there were Dhammim and Emurim, and only Chulin. The answer is, L'dvarav Rabbi Kiva Kamarle, and this is somewhat unique, where both of the disputants are responding based on the other person's perspective. Meaning, L'didid, and Ifshar Mishifshar, I hold you could do using the Ifshar model. Shum Haipircha, and your challenge, Pesach Midbar Yochiach, your challenge for Dhammim and Emurim, I've got an answer, which is Pesach Midbar. But the didachta marked in tanin of sharmi shefshar. But you have this in tanin of sharmi shefshar, which means we never could have gone any further. So I have v'avadata, which says nonetheless the Torah loops them all together and says, whatever the way the Pesach Mitzrayim is celebrated, in the future Pesach should be celebrated. V'hashtanami lifroch. So now, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva come back with in tanin of sharmi shefshar? As of sheish zotamert in meshivin al hakesh. Once there's a hakesh where the Torah juxtaposes two things. In this case, Pesach Dorot, Pesach Mitzrayim, you can't respond to it. You see that from here, because Rabbi Akiva didn't respond and said, and still say, in Danef Shar Mishi Efshar. Now, we'll go back to an earlier piece of a Tarbit Samur in the Beit Midrash, the name for the Beit Midrash. They said the following, think about this. We learn Pesach Dorot from Pesach Mitzrayim. And from Pesach Dorot, we then apply it to other Korbanot, via the Pasuk, Zavachta Pesach Hashem, Tzon Uvakar. But you can't do a double stage hekesh. The answer is bichlala, as we learned in Zvachim, Daf Memtet, bichlala yidmar. The answer is that Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Dorot are not mukash to each other. It's not like we know about Pesach Mitzrayim and then the Torah says apply that to Pesach Dorot. All psachim are put into one bag. Pesach kulei chada miltahi. And therefore it's not a hekesh. And therefore the fact that Pesach must come from a chulin is itself the halacha. And then there's one hekesh to other korbanot, son of akar. Okay. We all understand that Rabbi Kiva has to agree with the halacha, that Pesach has to come in Achulin, but now he doesn't have the source because he rejects this source of Pesach Mitzrayim. The answer is Nafka by Mihad Amashmu Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. So it's another teaching of the same Rabbi Eliezer. Zota Torah La'olam Nechav L'chatar V'lasham Le'im Zavach HaShlamim. So let me explain, because although we saw this entire piece in Zvachim, this Pasuk, along with the next pasuk, which lists all the korbanot that are dealt with in Torata korbanot, in Perak Vav and Zayin of Vayikra and Parshat Tzav, summarize. This is the law for the olah, the minchat, etc. And really, those pasukim are extra, at least from a midrash halacha perspective. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer goes through them. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that they're there to teach you that each one of these korbanot has a unique characteristic, which then informs other korbanot, sometimes all other korbanot or some other korbanot, and we have to identify what it is. What's special about the olah that then applies to all, etc. Rabbi Eliezer has one direction, which will end up being consistent with where Rabbi Eliezer was on Pesach, and Rabbi Akiva will disagree with him slightly, and that will fill in the missing gap, and we'll see. Ola, what's that? Ola malva tuna kli af kol ta'un kli. Just like an ola needs a kli, all korbanot require a kli. Mahi, what do you think? Ilam and mizrak, if you think that that's the chalice to get the dam, you have that also in the public shlamim that were brought at Har Sinai. Vayasam maganot, he put the blood in the chalice. Ella sakin. It's not referring to that. It's referring to the sakin. You have to shecht with the sakin. Ve'olah gufa menalan. How do we know that an olah itself? Because the Torah never describes a sakin or anything, any other particular implement for shechting any korban. So how do we know that an olah was? The answer is dichtiv. Ishtach Avram etedo v'kachat ma'achelet shchotet bno. When Avram was at Har HaMoriah, he lifted up the ma'achelet, the knife, to slaughter his son. V'hatam olahu, and that was an olah dichtiv. Ele olah tachat bno. Of course, we could have brought the earlier pasuk. But when the ram was brought, it was brought as an ola in place of his son. So we see his son was supposed to be an ola, and Avram was using a knife. Okay, mincha, what does mincha teach? Ma mincha inan echal l'zirchikuna, of course, inan echal l'zirchikuna. Just like the mincha is only eaten by male kohanim, so other korbanot are only eaten by male kohanim. So my, which korbanot are we applying this to? I chatat v'asham, if you're talking about chatat v'asham, adjective, it says explicitly in the Torah that they eat it. If you're talking about the two lambs of Shavuot, which is the only thing left. Because think about it, other korbanot, we've already got mincha, that's our model, that's our index. Second of all, chatat and asham are written explicitly. The only other thing left is the public shlamim, which are the two lambs on Shavuot. So the answer is, that we already got from a pasuk in Bamidbar Yod-Ched in Korach, where we list all the things that Kohanim get. So we infer it from there. So the answer is Tanoi. It's a machloket Tanaim whether to infer that rule from here or from Mincha. So those who learn it from Mincha will use the pasuk in Bamidbar Yod-Ched for something else, and that's Rabbi Eliezer. And we will soon see that Rabbi Akiva is a fan of learning it from Korach, and therefore has Mincha really is extra and will shift things around. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Chatat, what does chatat teach? Ma chatat mekad shebalua. I've called mekad shebalua, just like a chatat. Anything the chatat touches and it absorbs in becomes like a chatat. Similarly with any other korban. Asham, what's the rule of asham? Ma asham ein shvira shilya kadosh po. Remember, this is Rabbi Eliezer, who says, just like an asham, which, by the way, can only be male, the placenta and afterbirth are not sanctified in it. The same is true about any placenta. And by the way, kasavar vladot kodshim avetanin kodoshim. The first thing is he believes that a vlad kodshim only becomes kodosh when it's born. That's first of all. But second of all, didn't have shar, mishi have shar. Second of all, even though an asham, being only male, could never have a placenta, nonetheless, it can still inform. Okay. And that's, of course, Rabbi Eliezer. It works. Miluim, ma miluim, motrehen b'sreifin, balechai motrehen b'sreifa. We know about the miluim, that anything on that first day of dedication that was left over had to be burned, but only dead things, not living things. Same thing applies to other korbanot. Okay, that is the miluim. And shlamim, the last one, is very famous. Mashlamim faglim umit paglin, just like shlamim, can become a pigul and can affect pigul. Avkom faglin umit paglin. As you recall from Zvachim, all of pigul was learned from shlamim. All right, that's Rabbi Eliezer's version. And that didn't help us yet because we're still looking for Rabbi Kiva's source that Pesach must come in Achulin. Manita Tana Mishmer Rabbi Kiva, we have a Braita, it's Rabbi Kiva's version of this. Zot HaTorah, etc. So, Ola, we have the same rule of the Kli. Mincha, what's Mincha? So, he learned that Zichri Kuna eats Zivchei Shamet Sibur from the other Pasuk in Bamidbar. So, therefore, he has Mincha as extra. Ma Mincha Mekereshet Babalua, Avko Mekach Babalua, he learns the Din of Balua that Rabbi Eliezer learned from Chatat, he learns it from Mincha. Sarach Lemichtav Chatat, Sarach Lemichtav Mincha. Now, we are the beneficiaries of both Drashot, can identify why you might need both. If the Torah only told you balua about a mincha, it's doughy, mishum derechicha bala, it's soft, so it's bolea. A chatat emelo, but chatat is meat, therefore it's not bolea. And if it only said about chatat, I might think that because it's meat and it's fat, therefore it kind of juts in and pushes in, al mincha emelo tzricha, so I need both. Okay, but chatat, which now is extra for Rabbi Akiva, because where Eliezer used for chatat, it got from chatat, he got from mincha. Chatat, ma chatat, in a bala min achulin, v'yom uva yado haymanit. Three things about chatat. It can only come from chulin. It has to be brought during the day. And the matanot they put on with his right hand. I've called a bala min achulin, v'yom uva yado haymanit. So true is all about bala korbanot. Of course, the only one we care about is the first one, min achulin. Chatat gufa min alat. So how do we know that a chatat can only come min achulin? Amar chistat amar kwa. Aharon brings the par, which is his, on Yom HaKippurim. Mishalo v'lo mishal ma'aser. Our general limud is mishalo v'lo mishal tzibur. As opposed to the two goats, which are brought from the public fund, this is brought from Aharon's own money. But here, the other limud is mishalo v'lo mishal ma'aser, meaning it has to be his own private funds and not funds that are ma'aser sheni funds. Now, parenthetically, you said there are two other things you learned from Chatat, which is Bayom, that we got from Biyom Tzavoto at Bnei Yisrael, Lakrivet Korbanehem. So the answer is Kadinaspa. You're right. Here it was only mentioned Derech Agav. The main limud is Yom Tzavoto. Biyadoi manit bin Rabbi Marchana Nafkan, Rabbi Marchana Rabbi Ishlakish, Kumakom Shnema Etzpa, Ukahuna, Ino Leimin, and a long limud in the middle is Vachim, wherever it says Etzpa, Natan Be'etzpa O, Natan HaKohen Be'etzpa O, you need both Kohen and Etzpa, teaches you the right hand? The answer is, Kadi Naspa, you're right, it was mentioned here, Derech Agav, the main limud is Etzpan Kuna, but Chatat, the main thing Chatat teaches is Min HaChulin. Okay, and now another thing about Asham, since it's Rabbi Akiva, who says Asham cannot be a model for a placenta because Ein Danin Afshar Mishi Afshar, therefore he says, Ma Asham Atzvotav Mutarin, just like we learned that the bones of an Asham, if they fall off the Mizbeach, are Mutar, of course, Atzvotav Mutarin, same is true about all of the Korbanot. Okay, that's the end of that piece. And now we see where Rabbi Akiva got the halacha that all korbanot have to come, all obligatory korbanot must come, min hachulin and not from ma'ot ma'aser sheni. Okay, now we have to go back and remember that our entire discussion started with this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva haiv zavachta pesach my avile. We used the pasuk zavachta pesach l'shem lokecha tzon uvakar to begin the process and tell us, just like we know that pesach is min hachulin, so our other obligations, Rabbi Akiva got that whole piece from somewhere else. So what does he do with this? By the way, if you set aside funds for your Pesach and you ended up having a surplus, that comes as shlamim. The answer is Pesach can only come from the flock. The answer is that if there's anything surplus from the Pesach, it must be brought as a korban, they could come either flock or herd, which is, of course, is only shlamim. Which is shlamim. V'hamihacha nafka? Wait a second. Did you learn that motar pesach becomes shlamim from here? V'vod shmuel nafka? We have a different pasuk that Shmuel's father darshan dichtiv. Im inatzon korban olizavach shlamim. At the beginning of the parsha of shlamim in parsha Vayikra, it says, Im min hatzon korbano. What does it say? That Ramad Shmuel, Davar ba min hatzon, that which comes from the flock, meaning Pesach, here the Zavach Shlamim, becomes a Shlamim. Vakatam hacha nafka? Is that the source? Vihatam nafka? We have a third source. Vatanya keves, the rabot to Pesach la'alya. Again, in the beginning of Parshat Shlamim, it says keves, and that's there to tell you that it could also be a Pesach. And if so, then it is the, informing you that the Pesach also has a din of Aliyah, the tail going on. Shomer im keves, when it says im keves, lavi Pesach shavash nato shlamim habayim machmat Pesach, choyin tzvat shlamim shitanu smichah unzachim tuvat chazeh v'shok. Since keves is an allusion to Pesach, but it's in the parsha of shlamim, therefore it says im keves to tell you that if a Pesach has already lapsed its year, it's no longer a yearling, or shlamim that come due to Pesach, like a surplus, or because a Pesach was lost and found after Pesach, that you have to give it all the mitzvot of shlamim, which means smicha and nesachim et nuvach hazav shok. Those three things that belong to shlamim. Now, shomer v'im eiz, the end of that brayta is that afterwards when it says v'im eiz, if see kanyan, they made all eiz shena tuna aliyah. The din of aliyah only applies to a lamb and not to the eiz, which has this tiny little tail. Okay, so we have three different psukim. According to Rabbi Akiva, zavachta pesach, and then we have im minatzon, then an im keves, all of them which teach us that a Pesach surplus goes to Shlamim. So what do we need them for? Chada razmano v'avrashnato. One is a case where this animal is here after Pesach is over, and it's also more than a year old. Chada razmano v'lo avrashnato. The other one is when it's not yet a year old, but it's past Pesach. Chada razmano v'lo avrashnato. The third one is where you found it. It was a replacement, let's say. It was original, it was lost, and you had a replacement, and you found it before Pesach even happened, and it's still of age, proper age. Hutzrichi, why do we need all three? Diyashpin of Razman over Rashnato, if I had the one that was found after Pesach and the year had already lapsed on it, Shemdi Idchel El Gamre, I would understand it's a Shlamim because it's totally out of the parsha of Pesach, it's too old. Well, Avrazman over Avrashnato, but if I found it after Pesach, let's say before Pesach Sheni, but it's not yet a year old, Chazil Pesach Sheni, Emalo, I might think it has done become a Shlamim because it's still fit to be a Pesach Sheni. Maybe there's somebody out there who needs Pesach Sheni, I could sell it to him. And if I have only the case where it was past Pesach, but it was still young enough, I would understand why it's a Shlomim, because it's not fit for Pesach Rishon. But if I found it, and let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's still not a year old, I would think it's still fit for Pesach Rishon. I would think it can't become a Shlomim. And therefore, tzricha, I need the pasuk to tell me, three pasukim to tell me that in each one of those cases, motar pesach becomes shlamim. Adran alacha toda haitaba. Baruch Hashem, we've completed our study of the eighth parak. We'll pick up with the ninth parak Emir Tzashem, in the next podcast. In the ninth parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.